ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। Now there is already a strong, very very strong notion that I am here born, and here because of my karma, I have parabdha karma. I am here born here to exhaust my parabdha karma. Then I am going through the karma phalam happening ordained by Ishvara in the form of order, going through punyam and papam. And then definitely when the parabdha ends, I will die. So again, isn't it, there is going to be another birth if I do not attain jnanam. There is a strong old, I am a samsari, I am going through samsara, on by parabdha karma phalam, isn't it? That notion is there, and I am born because of the karma, is called, this strong notion is called what now we say, hetu phala aveshaha. No, aveshaha itself, in Tamil we use the word aveshaha. When you say something aggressively, you can say aveshamaha pesinar. It means you are so strong in you are emphasizing in something what you want to say. Here also, the strong notion, deep-rooted notion, isn't it? It's also covered now. I am bound because of karma, isn't it? I am bound itself is wrong notion. And by bound by karma is another notion. And because it's karma, I am bound is another notion. Isn't it? Therefore, it is called hetu phala aveshaha. And this is actually, this is itself is what? Because of the ajnanam only. And she is going to discuss it about it later on. So now let us start doing this verses. So after the Sankhya Darshana Nirasaha, after condemning, refuting Sankhya philosopher's view, and now here begins the Dvaita Nirasaha, isn't it? Refutation of the Dvaita philosophers, for whom karma of theory is the basis. Okay. Heto radif phalam yesham.
Heto radif phalam yesham.
Adir hetu phalasya cha.
Adir hetu phalasya cha.
Heto phalasya cha nadihi.
Heto phalasya cha nadihi.
Katham tairupavarnyate.
Katham tairupavarnyate.
So, hetoho phalasya cha anadihi katham taihi upavarnyate. How is it possible for them to say that karma is the beginningless cause for the body? Or how is it? Or how can they say even body is the beginningless cause for the karma? And I told you already, the words used are here, hetuhu and palam. Hetuhu is equal to karma palam, karma. And palam is equal to body. Is it clear? Hetoho adihi palam yesham. Adihi hetuhu palasya cha. So for those people who say body karma phalam is the cause, no? The karma is the cause of the body. Well, some people can say, what now? Body is the cause of the karma phalam. Whatever they say, in both ways, how can they say karma is the cause of the body, or body is the cause of the karma? How can they establish, how can they prove? Because even the karma presupposes what body, and body presupposes the karma, therefore it is very difficult for them to say which came first. So the first two options, isn't it? Karma cannot be the cause of the body, the beginningless cause of the body, and body cannot be said to be the cause of the karma also. The two options are refuted in this verse, 14th verse. Karika. We'll go to the next one now. Because I have already talked to you, that's why I can go ahead like this. Hetora dipalam yesham.
Hetora dipalam yesham.
Adir hetuf palasya cha.
Adir hetuf palasya cha.
Tatha janma bhavetesham.
Tatha janma bhavetesham.
Putra janma pitur yatha.
Putra janma pitur yatha.
So, the third option is, he says, hetoho adihi phalam. Okay, body is the cause of the karma, and phalasya adihi hetuhu. And karma is the cause of the body, which means karma and body become the mutual cause and effect. Karma is the cause for the body. Body is the cause for the karma. Therefore, if we take both karma and body as mutual cause and effect, then what happens? It is impossible. And he gives example, tatha janma bhavet tesham putrat janma pituhu yatha. Yatha, yatha na epadiyo, yatha, just as, putrat pituhu janma bhavet. Just as it is not possible for the father to be born of the son. Is it possible? Father cannot become the son of the son. Father cannot become the effect of the product of the son. Similarly, we can't say they are mutually cause and effect also. One being the cause for the other. Other effect being the effect which is become the cause for the other. Mutually, they cannot be cause and effect also. Example, not my example. Acharya's example only. Putrat pituhu janma yatha bhavet tesham tatha. If at all they say they're mutually karma and body are mutually cause and effect, then it is like saying the father, isn't it? It's the effect of the son. Okay, that is the mutual, they cannot be mutually cause and effect. It's also negated. This third option is negated in the 15th karika. Okay. Sambhave hetu phalayoho.
Sambhave hetu phalayoho.
Yeshitavyah kramastvaya.
Yeshitavyah kramastvaya.
Yugapat sambhave yasmat.
Yugapat sambhave yasmat.
Sambandho vishanavat.
Sambandho vishanavat.
Okay. See, yugapat sambhavaha. Yugapat means simultaneously. Or simultaneous happening. Yugapat sambhavaha. See, he says, Hetu palayoho, the cause and the effect, cannot be there simultaneously. Cause must always come before, effect must come later on. Isn't it? Cause must precede, effect must follow. It is not possible for cause and effect to be there simultaneously. For Yugapat Sambhavaha is not possible. Why? Because Hetu Palayoho Kramaha Yeshitavyaha means there must be order. One must understand the order being there in the cause and effect. Always cause must precede, effect must come later. You cannot say cause and effect come together. So mutually also they cannot be cause and effect, karma and body. And then simultaneously also they can't be. In fact, no cause and effect can be simultaneous. Isn't it? Simultaneously one is a cause. At the same time, the effect also is there. It is not possible. That is so. The fourth option also is presented in the 16th karika, which is also refuted, negated. Then, phaladut padyamanasan.
Phaladut padyamanasan.
Nate hetu prasidhyati.
Nate hetu prasidhyati.
Aprasiddha katham hetu.
Phalam utpada ishyati.
Okay, so here what happens? If we say, can we talk about then the link, the karma? There is a first karma. Karma comes. And before that karma, there is a body. And the first body is there, then karma comes. Then afterwards, that's like first karma becomes the cause for the second body. And the second body produces the second karma. And the second karma becomes the cause for the third body. And the third body produces the third karma. And the third karma produces the fourth body. Therefore, we can say what now? We can say there's a parampara, there's a chain. There's a chain of karma and body. Can we say this chain of karma and body being the cause here? If we say, that's also not possible. Why? Because palad utpadyamanaha sanne na te hetuhu prasiddhyati. Even then you cannot say one thing has come first. Even that order, even if we say there's a chain of karma palam, you have to say which came first. You will talk about the chain also, what? First he said karma is the cause and palam is the effect. Now he says there's a chain of karma palam which is the cause. Even then you have to talk about the first. In the chain which is the first you have to say. Is karma the first? You cannot say, establish. Is palam the first? Is body the first? You cannot establish. If we talk about the karma, palam, body chain also, it is not possible. So, nate hetuhu prasiddhiti. Even then, it is not possible for you to establish which is the cause. Therefore, aprasiddha hetuhu katham palam utpada ishyati. When you cannot even establish the cause, how can you say then there is an effect? How can you say which is an effect? If you cannot say which is the cause of the two, you cannot talk about the other one being the effect also. Only if you say palam is definitely the cause, then you can say body is the effect. Or you should say body is the cause, then you can say phalam. Phalam is the effect. But you cannot say which is the cause, which one of this chain link is the cause. Therefore, you cannot talk about the effect at all. Okay? Then, the fifth option is presented in the next month, next karika.
Yadi hetoh palat siddhihi. Palasiddhischa hetutah. Katarat purva nishpannam. Yasya siddhira pekshaya. Yadi hetoh palat siddhihi. Palasiddhischa hetutah. Katarat purva nishpannam. Yasya siddhira pekshaya.
Therefore, if you say this again, if we talk about the continuous chain of karma and the body as the beginningless cause. Okay, this chain, continuous unbroken chain of karma and body is the beginningless cause. Both are beginningless. If you say the chain, there's a chain. And this chain is what now? Beginningless cause after creation. If you say also, Kataratu Purvam Nishpannam. Therefore, even then, of these two also, you have to say which one came first. You cannot say. If you take these three, when you talk about the chain of karma and body, there are three words we are hearing. One is what? Karma. Parabdha karma. Pundapama punyaman papam. So karma is the number one word. Next word you hear is what? Body, the effect. And the other word you hear is what? Of the chain. Or you can say the link. Of this, what is this link? Let us take this link between the two. Does this word link have substance of its own? Can you say anything about the word? Each word is a substantive. Each word should have its own substance. Link. Take this word link and our chain. Ask what is the substance. For the word, the substantive link or chain, you cannot find any substance. There's no such meaning. It's relative, isn't it? Then you take the word karma. Therefore, you have negated what? Chain has gone. The word link or chain, you cannot hold on anymore. You have to drop that word. Why? It has no meaning. Now you have only two what? Karma and body. Now tell me, which is the beginning now? Which has, of these two which remain? Of these two which remain, when this person said, the karma body chain, the unbroken chain, is what now? Beginningless cause of the creation. And here he took these three words and he makes you understand how the word link or chain is a meaningless word. There's no meaning. If you take separately, what link between you have to say. The word link is meaningless. You do not put in the proper context. Link between. Connection between. Sambandha. There are two things for you to talk about the link, isn't it? Then the link by itself has no meaning. Okay, link is a non-substantial word. It's a connection. Or drop it. Now take the karma. Of the two, karma and phalam, which came first? Katarat puram nishpannam. Which came first? You cannot say. Again, same problem is there. Now you cannot establish karma is the beginningless cause of the body. You cannot establish. And the same way, you cannot say body is the beginningless cause of the karma. You cannot establish the beginninglessness of the body or beginninglessness of the karma. Okay? Because the terms are very complicated, I'm giving you the essence of the teaching. Okay. Therefore, what? Now he's going to negate. So in this, so the 18th karika, he shows the fifth option. Now we have to say, take it now. What is not said there, we'll take it. Even if we take it, we do not take it. Okay, the karma body chain, the link. We did not take it as a beginningless cause. But even if, just for sake of pleasing this Dvaita philosopher, even if we accept, okay, there is a beginning, karma, body, chain, no, beginningless chain, which is the beginningless cause of the creation, if we take, then what happens? Even if he says, there is a problem. Will it come to an end or not? If he gives an answer, this karma body chain, if he says it is a beginningless cause, there is a problem. Why? Anything beginningless will be what? Endless. It's only supposition, okay? It is abhyupetyavadaha. Abhyupetyavadaha means, even if we do not accept the other person's view, and accepting, okay, let me accept your view, okay, saying, suppose if I accept your view also, there will be a problem, isn't it? There is a problem, we have to point out. It's called a law of supposition, means we accept. Suppose I accept what you say. This karma body chain, the link, is a beginningless cause, if I say also. Will it be endless? If you say it is beginningless, it will be what? Endless. Why? Anything which is beginningless should be endless, except ajnanam. Ajnanam is beginningless, anadi. But ajnanam should end. But this karma body link, the chain is beginningless, it will be endless. Be endless means what will happen? Moksha will be what? No, impossible. Therefore, it will result in anirmoksha prasangaha. There will be what? There will be problem of. At the attainment of a discovery of moksha, now will become impossible. You can never attain moksha. Why? This endless chain, beginningless chain, therefore will be endless. The chain will be endless. There will be karma, then shariram and body will produce a phalam. Again, karma, body. The samsara, what we say now, will never come to an end. If samsara is real, then samsara will be there forever, then moksha will never be possible. Isn't it true? Samsara chakram, no? This chakram, if it is real, beginningless, endless cycle. There will be beginningless, endless cycle of karma, body, karma, body, karma, body, karma, body, beginningless, endless cycle, then there will not be moksha possible at all. Therefore, it is one problem. if at all we accept what he says. We don't accept. Already we have shown how it's only a concept, isn't it? The link is only a concept. Now, suppose if we say, no, this karma body link will come to an end, like ajnanam. If he says also, what does it mean? When it comes to an end, only then moksha begins. End of the karma body chain will be the beginning of moksha, means the moksha which begins also will have an end. Then that moksha will not be everlasting moksha, that will be a temporary moksha. Are we interested in eternal bondage? Are we interested in temporary moksha? We are not interested in knowing that the bondage is eternal. Or we are not interested in attaining moksha which is temporary also. We are interested in everlasting moksha. If moksha is something beginningless, eternal, it has to be there forever, it must be beginningless also, which is already there. Then it has to be discovered. Moksha is not created, which is already there. Because it has to be there forever. Eternal freedom means, it should be there forever means, permanent moksha means, it must be already there. If it is already there, it has to be discovered. Is it? The discovery of moksha will be impossible if this bondage of karma is real. Samsara is real. Samsara is real means what? This karma body chain is beginningless cause. Really, it's a beginningless cause, which means it will be endless. No, we won't say it is endless, it will come to an end. If we say also, the end of the, when this karma body link comes to an end, then begins moksha, means the moksha is something which is such as a new beginning, this also will come to an end. Isn't it true? Therefore, it is not possible. See, Gaudapa Acharya, when he presents, he has to make it very clear. All the possible five options. And then if at all we accept, that is not given, okay? That is implied, that we understand from the Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary. Even if you accept, then there is a problem. Therefore, what he concludes now, look at his next verse now. Ashaktirapare jnanam kramakopothava punaha evam hi sarvatha buddhaihi Ajatif paridipita. Ashaktira parijnanam. Kramakopothava punaha. Evam hi sarvatha buddhaihi. Ajatif paridipita. Now, what he says is, Ashaktihi means what? Incapacity, inability on the part of these Dvaita philosophers. They're incapable of what? They're incapable of establishing which is the cause. they cannot establish the karma as the absolute cause. They cannot prove. So, their incapability in establishing the karma being the cause due to their limitation, aparijnanam. Aparijnana means due to their incomplete knowledge, due to their limited understanding. Okay, due to the limitation in knowledge. Understand? Aparijnana means vagueness. Because there is some layers of vagueness. There are layers of vagueness. Even though they are great thinkers, they thought a lot, but still aparijnanam, the vagueness is there. Because of their vagueness, they are incapable of establishing the karma, isn't it? Establishing the very cause. They simply say karma is the cause for the body, but they can't establish how karma is the cause. Cause means what? There is no such thing called absolute cause at all. Any cause is if relative. You have to establish something as the absolute cause. Absolute means what? Beginningless, uncaused cause. You cannot establish anything as a cause. Therefore, you cannot talk about the effect. Therefore, you cannot say there is a creation. Understand? Therefore, kramakopaha athava punaha. See, kramakopaha means, kopaha in this context does not mean anger. In all the Indian languages, the word kopaha literally means anger. Kop, kopaha. Even Tamil is a kovam. So, kopaha is a word which is all over all the regional languages of India. The word kopaha everybody should know. But here does not mean anger. Here it means delusion, confusion. Krama kopaha means there is confusion in this order. Order of what? What came first? Which is the cause? Which is the effect? There is confusion in terms of what is the cause? What is the effect? Which means it is impossible for us, for anyone to establish something to be the absolute cause. There is no such thing called absolute cause at all. Evam hi sarvatha. Sarvatha. Sarvatha means, see, sarvatha is an indeclinable word, which means by all means, by all means, all these people contribute. How do they contribute? Not a lot of love. Contribute for establishing the creation being not there. Look at this. People who say creation is real, people who accept there is creation, therefore who see the duality as the reality, they themselves contribute. Contribute for the vision of non-duality. They contribute for the establishing the non-creation being the reality. How? Not out of love. Inadvertently they do that. Why? They help. They can't establish. Sarvatha, by all their efforts, when they argue, and when we analyze and point out, you know, they give us room for us to analyze better. Thereby, what by all means, sarvatha, by all their efforts, by all their means, finally they what now? Ajatihi. Ajatihi means non-creation. Jatihi means creation. Okay, ajatihi, literally it means birth. Ajatihi means not the caste here. It means non-creation. Padai pinmayai avargal innum uyarthugirargal. That's what. Ajatihi Pradipita means, again it's brought to light, brought to non-creation, okay, the creation being not real, the non-creation is brought to, you know, much brighter light by all means, by those people, no? Inadvertently, even who say that there is creation. Is it clear now? That's what he says. Now we can say, suppose they can always, they go to this old examples. What is the old example, you know? Whenever you talk about the cause, people always use example. You know, there can't be an effect without the cause. There must be a cause. How can you talk about the plant if there is no seed? Seed is the cause because of which there is a plant. Is it nice to hear? That's true. Relatively, seed is the cause of the plant or a tree. But absolutely, you cannot say seed is the cause because you cannot talk about the seed being the beginningless one. Seed also has its cause. Seed has come from another plant. Other plant must have come from another seed. Other seed must have come from another plant. Like that, you can never talk about the beginninglessness of the cause of something. Therefore, you can never talk about the cause being the absolute. Understand? That he is going to establish later on now.
Bijankurakhyo drishtantaha. Sada sadhya samohisaha. Nahi sadhya samohetuhu. Siddhau sadhyasya yujyate.
Siddhau sadhyasya yujyate.
So, bija ankura. Bija means seed. Ankura means sprout. No, akya means known. Okay? Drishtanta means example. The examples such as seed and plant or seed and tree. There's so many examples you can give like that. Isn't it? So, examples such as seed and tree, etc. He said, Sada, Sadhya, Samaha, Hi, Saha. Nahi, Sadhya, Samaha, Hetuhu. Sadhyasya, Siddhau, Na Yujyate. So here, such examples, even though we give, even there, we cannot establish. It is something we have to remember. Of course, we always talk about, definitely there cannot be a plant without a seed. And there cannot be a seed also without a plant. But definitely, you cannot talk about the absoluteness of the in it, one thing being the cause. What a relatively you can say it's a cause, but not absolutely. Which is the beginningless cause? To establish the beginninglessness of the cause, you cannot even give these examples, use these examples. They are not... It is not correct. One thing I have to remember here. He says, aparijnanam. See, parijnanam means the overall complete knowledge. Parijnanam. You have the knowledge of something, you know, you arrived at analyzing from different angles. It's called parijnanam, total, complete knowledge of something which you arrive at from by analyzing from different angles. Which means you have something correct knowledge, complete knowledge. Literally it means knowledge. But here, their knowledge, all these people who say creation is real, their effort, they put in a lot of efforts to present their arguments. They also have done some analysis. But still somewhere they get stuck because their knowledge is incomplete knowledge. Incomplete knowledge. Otherwise, still there is a vagueness. So the vagueness in their understanding, knowledge, or incomplete knowledge is called aparijnanam. They're vague about what they are still knowledge in terms of purva para. What comes first? What comes later? See, in terms of what is the cause, what is the effect, what comes first, what comes later, that regarding that, they do not have a clear knowledge, which means they do not see the fact of something, the fact of the absolute cause being not there. There is no such thing called absolute cause at all. What do you mean by absolute cause? Can we say there are relative causes? You can say that any there are so many things can be, everything can be looked upon, said to be the cause of something. Therefore it is relative. Absolute cause means it must be a beginningless. It should not have a cause. Therefore, it must be beginningless. And not only that, it must be the cause of everything. See, any purpose, wood is the cause means, wood is a relative cause only for this given furniture. Wood is not the cause for the chain. We can have wooden beads, that's a different thing. But like I'm saying, it's not the cause for everything. It is not the cause for cause. Again, it is only relative because it has its own cause in terms of the form of tree. Relative. That is why we can't say one thing which is the cause of everything and one thing which is beginningless also. Like how with reference to ocean we give the example, okay, water is the only cause of all the waves, we say. To understand, they all only examples are used only for understanding. Understand and get clarification, get clarified, then move on from the example. Don't hold on to the example all the time. So one cause, isn't it? One, which is the same. All relative. So similarly here, anything is all relative only. There is no such a thing called absolute cause at all. No, but what he says is, we have to be very, very thankful to all these philosophers. They make, Gaudapada Acharya says, they make my job very easy. For me, the fact is very clear. There is no aparijnanam. There is a complete, clear, ascertained, doubt-free, non-refutable vision. There is no creation. Why? Because there is no effect. Nothing is produced here. Nothing is created here. Therefore, what I say does not contradict with the science also. No scientist can come and say anything. Come on, you say this. Scientists should be very happy with Gaudapada Acharya. Why? He doesn't say something is produced here, created here. Nothing is created, there is no creation. There is no effect, nothing, there is no product, therefore there is no cause. And all that is, there is only the truth. Brahma. ब्रह्मैव आसीत् ब्रह्मैव अस्ति ब्रह्मैव भविष्यति आसीत् अस्ति भविष्यति was is will ever be there's no cause there's no effect there's no creation was is will ever be means then what is this jagat then appearance therefore he says this is what the fact and this is the fact really you know I am presenting here and what they do the people know there is creation there is this universe is the only product effect karyam and there is a karanam and for this karanam they first he said prakriti is the karanam and now these people say the karma is the cause because Upanishad also talks about the karma karma theory the karma is the cause by saying all these things what they do by all their efforts by all means they make the non creation being the reality isn't it more much clearer they make it clear this fact being the clearer they bring this to much brighter light they bring this which fact they bring this fact of creation being not there to much brighter light they contribute for this making it popular isn't it not wholeheartedly but inadvertently they have to bring it that's what he says okay so the from the 20th onwards we'll see the next class I had to say a lot and I know it's because the words are all different like how hetuhu literally means reason but here you twist the term cause and what is the cause here karma phalam and he used another word phalam as the fruit which is the effect you know the words are used differently here hetuhu phalam cause and effect and what the hetu means here karma and phala means what body these are only in this context you can't say phalam is a body everywhere isn't it? Only in this context that phala means the effect effect means what body is the effect so all his words are all used and here kopaha everywhere it's anger kopaha means immediately everybody will think of durvasa and anger but here kopaha means confusion delusion all the words are different how you know the language of even English language you see no 18th century English language or Shakespearean language and even language before Shakespeare and now what you have in the modern English isn't it there is a difference in every society in every cultural thing isn't it the language presentation changes so that here also Gaudapada Acharya is before him but vision is the same okay there is no change in the vision amazing before Govindapada Acharya means you can imagine how different the words are and the sadhyam literally means what something to be accomplished but here you have to give different all the words give different meanings That's why I don't want to make you feel bored with the words by reading it. But still I don't want to do the injustice of not reading the text. But you have to understand. Once you cover this fourth chapter, you understand. Now at least, so in two more verses I'll complete this negation of the theory of creation of Dvaita philosophers. No? The refutation of Dvaita philosopher's view and afterwards the 24th karika onwards he will start negating Buddha first Buddha no Buddhists will be refuted be very interesting this karma theory is even though it's not doesn't sound but still you make think you are thinking isn't it it makes you think definitely so later on then we'll see this so once you complete this And we'll go back because we had big breaks, long breaks and there's big setback in whole Arshvajas things. So we'll restart. What we'll do, we'll have the clean summary of each chapter.
each prakranam. So you will have thorough understanding of Mandukya. Mandukya Upanishad is something you have to understand very, very clearly and thoroughly. You have understood Mandukya enough. You have understood the entire Vedanta Shastra thoroughly. You understand Atma, Brahma, concept of Ishvara. In the understanding the concept of Ishvara, even though it is not presented, you can understand yourself the significance of worship, efficacy of prayer, you understand karma of theory of karma. At the same time, you understand how it is mithya. You understand mithyatvam of jagat, jivaha, ishwaraha, karma, bandaha, everything you understand. And you finally understand there is no real bondage. Bondage also is mithya. And finally, moksha is also what? Attainment of moksha also is mithya. My God. Then what is satyam na? Brahmaiva satyam. Ekam brahma. And what is this? All the effort of studying shastram, everything, the teacher teaching everything? Mithya. What is mithya? It is as though. You know, it is like, no, it's like in dream, there is a dream teacher sits and teaches. There's a dream teaching takes place. And there are dream students. Okay? And one of the students is what now? Is sitting in the dream. The dreamer is sitting in as an individual student in the class. And waking up, he sees the whole teaching, the teacher, the taught, the one of the taught, all of them are only once the waker. Isn't it? In the same way, everything is here. That's why the mithya also is something called mithya. Initially, we say there is mithya, satya mithya. Then we'll say there is no, there is only Brahma. That's why slowly you have to take. At the same time, we also see the meaning of everything. Temple, puja, worship, yajna, yaga, all this japa, all the disciplines we practice, how relevant they are, how useful they are, but what are their limitations? In fact, so that's a complete understanding. Ekam, Mandukyam, Ekam, Alam. They'll say that if, or we can't go straight away to Mandukyam. Isn't it? Mandukyam, Ekam, Alam means what? Mandukya, Upadi, Upanishad, study of the Mandukya Upanishad, one Upanishad is enough. You don't need to study anything else, they'll say that. But it has to be restudied, okay? Now what we're doing only is just glossing over. But to come to Mandukyam, we have studied everything else. Know why? Straight away somebody comes and sits in Mandukya class. He can turn to be an atheist. Very careful. Okay, you have to differentiate and distinguish Gaudapada Acharya from all other so-called communist leaders and the Charvakas. Because they also say there is no Ishvara. Gaudapada Acharya also says there is no Ishvara. What is the difference? But they deny consciousness. That is the problem. Anyway, we are going to see that. When we refute the next following, no? The Buddhas, Bauddhas, then you'll have proper understanding. You see, even Bauddhas are very strong, much stronger people. You'll see them. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम।